As always, your WTF today brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie? Yeah, Katie, yeah. Seriously, go see them. Take your grow to the next level with Smith Indoor Garden. So here's the type of thing that could really ruin your day. Honestly, ruin your life if it were to happen to me. A woman in her 40s was at a popular hiking spot on a mountain in Washington State the other day and needed to use the restroom. Now, there's a spot near the top of the mountain with the outhouse-style toilets. We've all seen them when we're out at, you know, campgrounds and parks.
Somebody dug a hole and put a house over it.
That's pretty much it. Basically, just a big hole in the ground. Well, okay. Unfortunately, she dropped her phone in the toilet, okay? But that's not even the day ruiner we're talking about. She couldn't just abandon her phone, so she decided to reach in and try and grab it and ended up falling into the toilet head first.
Really love that TikTok. Just saying, you know, that's what is in that phone that's so important?
Once she was in there, Hunter, she couldn't get back out, but she did have her phone again, so she was able to call 911. Silver lining on this. She was still inside when firefighters got there. They pulled her out, obviously pretty gross at this point. They sprayed her down, gave her a clean white jumpsuit, but then they encouraged her to go to the hospital because, hey, you were just in a toilet. Like a gross, gross toilet that's up on top of this mountain.
Bacteria floating around there, you know? You got some openings on your body we need to check.
Look, we joke about the younger generation being addicted to their phones. All of us being addicted. We're zombies, all right? All we do is scroll, scroll, scroll. However, you are willing to reach into a outhouse-style toilet on the top of a mountain that probably hasn't been maintain clean just to grab your phone, you have a problem with addiction to technology.
That's the point in your life where you got to think about things, you know, like, was it worth it? Like, what was on this phone that really was so important that now I am covered in, well, you know,
feces. Like, Hunter, would that even cross your mind to reach in there and grab it? No,
dude, I've always thought that too, because I use my phone around the toilet a lot too, you know. And decision was if that thing falls in, it's going down.
I mean, at my house, I may try and retrieve it, throw. But yeah, that phone would be gone. I wouldn't even think, be like, oh, got to get a new phone. I'm gonna reach into this outhouse style toilet and grab what?
Ugh. And that's like an outhouse. You know that's not being cleaned every month. Dude, I don't even like going into a porta potty.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I mean, if I really, really, really have to go, then, okay, let's do the porta potty.
Like,
bro.
I'm not kidding, Hunter. It's so much to the point where if that happened to me and then a genie popped up out of nowhere and said, look, you can reach in there and try and grab that phone, and that'd be fine. You can get it. Or you'll never be able to use a smartphone again, I would just leave it. Because that's just the most gross, ridiculous, awful thing I have ever read.
The next piece of technology.
We'll figure it out. You know, just put that chip in my brain because I don't need a phone that bad that I am willing to reach into a toilet on a mountainside.
It's just a mixture of other people's... It's a bad cocktail, man. It's not a good cocktail to be hanging out.
I would never feel clean ever again, ever. Like, there's not enough showers and bleach and Brillo pads in the world to make me ever feel clean again, ever.
Hey, spray me off with that firefighter hose, that one with a lot of pressure on it. I don't care if it hurts.
Spray me off with fire, all right? Just put a flamethrower on me because that's the only way. Lady, get a grip on your addiction to technology. Anyway, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF today, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.